Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
During Michelle Carter's trial, defense attorneys argued that Conrad Roy had been suicidal for a long time. So, they argued, he would likely have killed himself, whether Carter had encouraged him or not. But suicide prevention advocates say one person can make a difference when somebody's suicidal, even when that person has a plan of action. With us now is Dr. Douglas Jacobs. He's psychiatrist at McLean Hospital and medical director of Screening for Mental Health, a nonprofit based in Wellesley. You have a particular point of view in this case, and as you watched this case, tell us how you see it.
First of all, thank you for having me here. I think it's very important to understand that a suicidal person is ambivalent. They have equally strong wishes to die and to live. That's how this young man could get in the car, start the engine, experience the fumes, and then get out. We need to acknowledge that pain that they're in, but to ally ourselves with the side that wants to live. That's why one person can make a difference, and it's important not to be overwhelmed or to agree with the side that wants to die.
Okay, so the side that wants to die, really what they want is for the pain to be over.
Absolutely. It's that they are in intolerable psychological pain. Some people refer to it as a psychache as opposed to a headache, and they want some way to get relief.
And that's the lens, the perspective through which you watch this case, taking it away even from the criminality, how one person can indeed do something to stop somebody from taking their own life. That's a lot to put on the other person. And I think a lot of people have found themselves in a position like that where they don't know how to start the conversation. How do they?
Start the conversation by saying, I know you feel awful. I know you feel in intolerable pain. I know you feel it will never change. I'm here for you. I want to make sure that we get you to talk with somebody. I'm willing to tell a teacher. I'm willing to tell a friend. I'm willing to tell your parent, but I'll go with you. What we saw in the trial was that Michelle Carter had an opportunity to help or to hurt. And she instructed the person to get back into the car. Had the opposite instruction been given, I'm glad you're out of the car. Let's go get some help.
You think that would have made a difference?
Absolutely.
But how responsible can that one person be? Because it seems as though for so many people, it's well beyond you to make a difference if somebody is that much in pain.
Well, to me, it's no different than if you saw a person choking or grabbing their chest in pain. You would do something. It is the same thing to think of someone in a suicidal crisis as if they're in a medical emergency, and intervention can make a difference.
Unlike when someone is choking, if you have some suspicion or advance notice that something might happen, something might take a tragic turn, is it harmful to say to someone, are you contemplating taking your own life?
That's an important question, and that has actually been studied. The myth is if you ask someone or talk about suicide, you put it into their mind. The studies absolutely indicate the opposite, that it does not put the thought into someone's mind and that it gives them an opportunity to make a connection. Because one of the common themes in a suicidal person is loss of connection. So I would say to a patient, you take some, I'll take some. To let someone know that you're willing to bear some of their pain. You're sharing that pain for that moment and getting them to the help they need.
This case is tragic on all sides, but I think you see an opportunity in this trial. What is that?
Absolutely, that our society today, a major form of communication is through social media, whether it's text messages, posting, blogging, Twitter, and they have to be responded to, and at times intervention is, in my view, required. If people can now see the seriousness of text messaging and the opportunity, that young boy, it was as if he was reaching out and saying, help me, help me, and the person did the absolutely wrong and, in this case, criminal thing.
Thank you for speaking with us, Dr. Douglas Jacobs, McLean Hospital and Harvard Medical School psychiatrist and medical director of the nonprofit Screening for Mental Health. Thank you again.
You're welcome.